Storytel presents The Dragon's Teeth by Margit Sanomo, part 19 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Dragon Seed, Ulvidin had predicted in a moment of gloominess. The Ice People are like Dragon Seed. He was thinking of the legendary Greek hero who slew a dragon and sowed its teeth, whereupon an army of soldiers immediately sprang from the ground. Everyone assumed that the Ice People had managed to shed their curse after Shira's amazing feat. No children in the subsequent generation had been born with the curse. Elizabeth, Sylva, Ingela, and Arve. So perhaps that meant they were just four perfectly splendid young people. Ulvidin knew better. He knew that Shira had merely laid the groundwork for the obliteration of the curse. She had discovered the clear waters of life that had the capacity to dissolve the effect of the water of evil that Tengil the Evil had buried. Now they needed to find the place where he had hidden the water, and they had to do that before he was resuscitated. It had been a sobering realization for Ulvidin and all his kin, except that the others didn't take it very seriously, because they assumed that the curse had been lifted. Ulvidin was the only one who knew that the dragon's teeth had borne fruit. This is the story of the cursed one, whose fate most closely resembled that of Trond, Ares' son, long, long before. Trond had not displayed any external signs of being cursed. He was a perfectly ordinary young man who had not even suspected anything himself at first. But Tengil the Good, his grandfather, had noticed it. Now and then he had seen a yellow glint in Trond's eyes, had seen fragments of the cursed legacy of the Ice People deep in the boy's soul. It had been war, murders, and bloodshed that awakened his evil disposition. The fate of his kinsmen many years later was to unravel quite differently. But they had one thing in common. No one in their immediate circle had any suspicion of what they were concealing in their souls. Daniel's children, Sylva and Ingela, were two good-looking siblings. They were dark, with lively colouring and deep brown eyes, quick-witted, happy and sociable. Their grandmother Ingrid was proud of them, and rightly so. When they were children, they had heard the story of the Ice People and their curse, but it did not interest them all that much. They lived a sheltered life with their mother and father not far from the beautiful estate of Henos in Vikanger in Sweden, to which Göran Oxenstierna had moved in his old age. They lived in a perfect idyll of peace. Göran Oxenstierna, who together with Dan and Daniel...